This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The White House said last night that it will, as of now, stop paying federal money to health insurers under the Affordable Care Act. President Trump's action could rapidly upset the insurance market, specifically the individual market, where insurers count on the subsidies to offer policies to people of low and middle income. Benjamin Summers is a professor of health policy and economics at Harvard University. I asked Dr. Summers this morning when this decision would actually start to hit consumers themselves.
Based on the timing of this, a lot of the insurance companies have already factored this uncertainty into their premiums for the upcoming year. So they knew that there was a possibility this was going to this decision would come down. It may not affect premiums as much right off the bat as it could have. If this remains the policy of the White House going forward and Congress doesn't act, next year I would expect this will have even more dramatic effects as we see likely big premium increases and large-scale exit in many places from the marketplace.
By next year, you mean when people sign up again next year for plans that might be for 2019?
Right. I think there will be some of that now, but many insurers have already made those decisions on premiums and whether or not they were going to exit. Then next year, I think we'll see kind of a wholesale reaction by all the insurance companies as they try to make sense of the remaining landscape.
Now, the president is also focusing on the other part of this that came out a little bit earlier, that he wants to bring in more competition to the healthcare marketplace. Perhaps policies could be sold across state lines. The president believes this will bring a cornucopia of choice to consumers, and they can get their health insurance that way.
Essentially, this is going back to the pre-ACA world where you don't have to cover things like prescription drugs. The requirements in terms of pre-existing condition exclusions are now up in the air. In other words, if you're young and healthy and you don't really want comprehensive health insurance, this could be a good thing for you. And for everybody else, older adults, people with chronic conditions, people who want comprehensive coverage that covers things like prescription drugs and mental health, this is not a good thing. This will undermine a lot of the gains over the past 4 years.
Benjamin Summers is an associate professor of health policy and economics at Harvard. Dr. Summers, thank you.
Thanks for having me.